W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This just in from the Russian prison service. Dissident Alexei Navalny, longtime Vladimir Putin critic, has died. Details coming in. Navalny had been serving time in a Russian prison in Siberia. The special counsel investigating Hunter Biden filing criminal charges against a former FBI informant alleging he was lying about business dealings between Biden and Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
Special counsel David Weiss charging Alexander Smirnov provided the FBI false derogatory information, claiming Burisma executives told him they had hired Hunter Biden when his father was vice president to, quote, protect us through his dad from all sorts of problems. The FBI determining that was not true. The special counsel now saying the defendant's story to the FBI was a fabrication.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, a New York judge today issuing a verdict in the former president's civil fraud trial. The state seeking $370 million and a ban on Donald Trump from doing business in New York. This is ABC News. Bad news for would-be homebuyers. Mortgage rates up. The average 30-year loan now 6.77%, its highest level in 10 weeks. Researchers have found a potentially harmful pesticide in some breakfast cereal and many people. Details from ABC's Andrea Fuji.
A nonprofit called the Environmental Working Group studied chloroquat. In the U.S., the chemical is only allowed on ornamental plants, but the EPA allows it to be used on imported oats and other food. The study found 90% of food items tested contained chloroquat, including Quaker Oats and Cheerios, and most Americans in a small group tested positive for it. Previous research on animals found the chemical can damage reproductive systems and disrupt fetal growth.
Basketball phenom Caitlin Clark making history last night, breaking the record for NCAA women's career scoring. Clark also setting a new single-game scoring record for the Iowa Hawkeyes. The senior point guard now has more than 3,500 career points, 49 of them from Thursday's action. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has said he'd sign off on the maps as long as they weren't changed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers spring training underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened up spring training with about a dozen pitchers working out with catchers. A lot of new faces, but one to keep an eye on is Jacob Mizorowski out of Missouri. They call him the Miz. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. Mizorowski pitched last summer for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers before being called up by Carolina. He turns 22 in April. NBA. Despite numerous injuries and missing three starters, the Memphis Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss. Giannis had 35 points, but after the game, Doc Rivers said the Bucks' fundamentals are just off on defense.
We're playing decent defense until 5 seconds on the clock, and the guy with the ball puts the ball on the floor and drives it. Straight line. Our body positions were terrible. If a guy's quicker than you or you're quicker than him, if you're not square on the ball, you're going to get beat in this league. We got to be able to guard the ball. We got to be able to keep the ball under control.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a bit cooler too. Our high 28 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at about 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 10 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. Then on Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Coming up Friday on Matt and Air on Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer, talk to Wisconsin State Senator Mark Spritzer. Brigadier General Steven Anderson joins us to talk NATO. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good! Happy Friday.
Right?
Happy Friday. Is it really only 19? It feels nice out there. It's only 19, but there's no wind.
Yeah, no.
Like yesterday, that wind was crazy.
It was cold yesterday. It's going to be 40 or 50 next week.
Is it really? I didn't see that.
Love it.
Wow.
Yeah, we just so dodged a bullet with winter this year.
Not totally out yet. I always figure get through St. Patrick's Day and, you know,
so
heading downstream.
We went to a little party last night, you mm-hmm. and I, and it was the downtown, I think it's the downtown Neighborhood Association. But they were both businesses there. That's why you and I were there, because we were located downtown, as well as people who live downtown. And we were talking about the St. Patrick's Day parade. That parade, it's like an event. It's along the trail. It's not like on the street. But that's a risky event because the fluctuation on temperatures on St. Patrick's Day can be from, like, I'm not kidding you, Johnny.
That's my birthday. I know. I've had so many parties ruined when I was a little kid.
20 to like 60,
yeah,
70.
Incredible.
We've had some great events, but you know,
yeah.
Then that bagpiper, he's a little, you know, with his, that's an expensive instrument. So
yeah.
He's not going to go out there if it's 25.
I think they freeze up.
I think one year for a station, we got a hot tub and we put it on a flatbed and we rode in the St. Patrick's Day parade because we didn't know what the weather was going to be like. So we just got a hot tub and went down.
Where was this?
This is down in Fond du Lac.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, we could do that.
May have been a few beers.
You and I
had
a rolling.
We'll pass. No, that was not going to do.
Mino and the Mayor soup.
Yeah.
We're
going to bottle this.
That's right up there with the Kiss Cam. No,
yeah.
That's not going to happen.
I got a text there. Congrats to Caitlin Clark, all-time women's leading scorer. She had 49. Did you see the shot that she broke the record on, how far that was? Mm-hmm. That was I've never seen, and we're watching a once, not even a generation, once in a century type of women's basketball player with that kind of range. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's
very cool. I've never seen anything like it. But you know what's really starting to hork me off is Peacock.
Were they charging now for everything?
Yep. Yeah. That game was not nationally, it was nationally televised if you subscribed. Why can't, women's basketball has made such great strides lately, over the last few years, just such great strides. Why not find a way, the NCAA, why they don't just say, hey, we want this game to get as much exposure as humanly possible. Let's put it on ESPN. Call NBC or ABC or somebody, say, hey, would you guys like this game? It's going to be the most watched thing that night. Guarantee it. But no, they got to go for the money. They got to go for that extra buck. Oh, I hate that.
And you know that's the way It's going, John.
It's beyond belief. Money grubbing.
They tested that one game. What was it, Kansas City?
Yeah.
Giants?
I mean, bleep the fans.
Well, you wait till
Let's just squeeze every dollar we possibly can out of allowing people to watch our events. It's incredible.
And the ratings, look, if you were on the other side, if you were Goodell or somebody, the Super Bowl ratings, I think, were the highest ever.
Only the moon landing, I think, had more people watching something.
Okay, would you try to monetize that?
They do, though. I mean, don't they already monetize that?
With the money they make for a 30-second commercial?
$7 million.
Come on.
I mean, I love football, but if it gets to the point where I've got to pay to watch it. I mean, I know people have their Sunday ticket and stuff. Those people want to see it all. If I can't watch the Packers, I'm done.
Me too. I totally agree.
I'm not doing it. I'll listen to the radio.
I'll go sit in a bar and watch and have them pay, but I'm not going to pay anymore.
Yep. No way.
No way. No.
Oh, boy, I don't know about that, you guys. I think we say that.
I'm saying that. No, I am. I can walk right across the street here to Hagemeister, watch the game for free.
But not everybody lives downtown. No, John, I think they're going to do it, and I don't know that
they're going to do it as well. I really do.
I don't think
but
the
I'm
going to
have
is...
my little personal revolt of not getting my $7 a game or whatever it is. But just out of principle, it's like, really?
But they don't
How much you need to squeeze out of us? I mean, Roger Goodell makes like $50 million a year.
Right.
And he's still finding ways to squeeze more money out of the diehard football fans. At some point, don't you just say, come on.
I agree. I mean, I agree with everything you're saying.
And I know it's supply and demand if the people buy it. But at some point where there's so much money, can't you say you fans are so loyal. You've been so great. You buy all the jerseys that are so overpriced. It's mind-boggling.
You got us where we are.
You've done all this. We're going to, you know what, there's so much money to go around for everybody. We're all good.
Right.
But nope, they got to squeeze till it hurts.
Yeah. It's become almost, you have to be elite in order to get tickets alone.
Absolutely.
Right? And now it's going to be, you have to be elite to watch the
Absolutely.
Game.
No question about it.
Yeah.
It's like at some point, can't you use common sense and say, we got more money than we'll ever be able to spend in our lifetimes than our 10th generation will ever be able to spend. Let's give the fans a break and at least just bring them the product that they've helped make the greatest sport in the world in some ways. But they gotta squeeze.
I don't know if it's all Goodell. You know, he has 32 people he reports to. So I think there's a little push from the teams. I hope it doesn't come to that, but the NFL is a monopoly. What else is there? There isn't anything else comparable to the NFL.
There's nothing. I mean, in other countries, there's the World Cup, there's soccer. But in the United States, soccer is nothing.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest.
No.
Do they even have a professional league anymore? I don't even know.
But in soccer, when you watch that, there's just not any commercials. So you just watch the game. Just watch the ball go back and forth.
And I mean that in no disrespect to the people that play soccer.
People love it.
And these kids and the whole thing. That's all great. It's a tough sport and with conditioning. But all I'm saying, as a spectator sport, to sit and watch for 3 hours, you've got to be totally into that.
Mm-hmm.
To really stay with it.
Yeah. I would pay to watch the NFL if they didn't have so darn many commercials.
Yeah.
I would, but it's going to be both. We're just going to, it's just another, what, $12, $15 on top of what we're pained with for watching, you know, what is football, an hour? And then the game's 3 hours? So think about it.
Yeah, because they had that one network. Was it the NFL network where they would take the games and they would do just the plays? And hardly anything in between. Because that's what coaches have. You know, when they do that, they break it down just for the plays. It's amazing how short of a time span. Right. I mean, the average play is like 12 seconds.
Right. Oh, yeah. There was a chart in, I don't know where I saw it, but it was the actual play time.
It's
like
incredible.
The blue line. It was like nothing.
It's incredible.
But anyway, it's a sport that draws so many people.
I think you're being a little...
John Mino being too kind, because I just don't see those guys doing that. They're capitalists. They're in it for the money.
I'm being too kind?
You're just being too altruistic. You're being too kind that they're not going to do what you want to do. They're not going to do what John Mino is doing.
Well, no, that's obvious. I see that. All I'm saying is I think at some point they have to look at themselves in the mirror and say, really? Do we really need to squeeze people that much more? And people, I'm sure there's people are going to say, you don't have to buy it. Don't buy it. And I'm not. But I'm just saying, fans have done everything to make that sport so great. It's because of the fans loving that sport and the people that play that sport that Roger Goodell makes his $50 million a year or whatever.
And the teams, I mean, the guy that bought the Eagles and look at the value of the Chiefs. And it's incredible what this franchise has done. I mean, it's incredible.
So that's why I'm saying at some point, enough can't they just say enough is enough and the fans have made us what we are. Can't they just say that?
I hope so. But when they did that Chiefs game and they said, look, don't buy the game. Wasn't that much. It was like $9 or was it more than that? And did you get emails? Don't buy the game. Let's send them a message. And didn't everybody like buy the game?
I didn't.
Did you? I don't know.
I mean, I went over and I watched it for free. Established.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope they say, look, enough is enough. And they've raised the prices. I mean, beer's expensive. If you go to the games, the ticket prices. So, and they do paint us with unbelievable amount of commercials. So.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, I hope you're right, but I'm afraid that Peacock's going to get in this thing and we're all going to be like, okay, are you going to pay your $12 and watch the game?
Yeah.
Anyway, better things coming, right?
Yes, better things coming. So
that, but that girl, what's her future? She run for office or what?
Who's that?
The one who scored all the points. We're just talking.
Oh, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's going to do because you know what's funny? She makes, I believe, over $1 million, 1.7 or something, NIL money.
NIL.
Like the average, the lowest salary in the WNBA, and she'll be the first player drafted. So that's but it's only $62,000 a year. Right. You know, they only play 40 games. I want to say the highest paid player makes 200 and something, and then they all go play in Europe and Russia and those, which they might not be doing anymore, but go in those places. So she would make more money conceivably with NIL money staying in college for another year, which she can do because she didn't take a COVID year, than she could in the WNBA. Because she's in all kinds of commercials now. Okay. How many other WNBA players do you see in commercials?
Right.
Do you see any? Can you name five teams in the WNBA?
No.
So there's more stature in playing big time college basketball like she's doing, and I think more opportunities for money to make money in college than she would in the pros. Because like Indiana has the first draft pick. Okay, they're terrible, horrific. Nobody watches their games. They average, I think, 5,000 people to a game. It's the WNBA has not grabbed the niche yet. In all these years, they still haven't really grabbed a big viewer's niche of interest. I think Phoenix had the highest attendance average. I think it was maybe 9,000, which was pretty good for them. But a lot of them are like 5,000-6,000 a game.
Yeah, there's back to the money. There's no money in that.
No,
you know what I mean.
I mean, they play. I mean, again, it's only 40 games of a regular season. So, I mean, they literally, I bet 90% of the women play in other leagues, you know, for the rest of the year. They go to Europe. They go to South America. Right. They go Israel has a big league. I mean, there's a lot of different places they go because it still just hasn't been, you know, viable. It's getting better at times and some better, but it just hasn't really grabbed.
Maybe she could make that change. That's going to be interesting to watch that.
But maybe she could revolutionize it. Maybe she would bring.
She could be the one.
She would be the one. I mean, that's possible too. Because really, the NBA, I got to tell you something. Early 80s, NBA was a snake pit. There was such a cocaine problem in the NBA. It was unbelievable. And I remember when I was covering the Phoenix Suns and the Detroit Pistons at the time, and there were rumblings that some teams might almost have to shut down. Because if they did a bust in a locker room, you'd have like eight guys getting busted for cocaine, which back then was kind of a big. It was so prevalent. It was mind-boggling. Ratings were down. They weren't even televising the NBA Finals live. It was taped delay in the NBA Finals. Okay.
Wow.
Magic Johnson, Larry Bird came in, changed it around. So
that can happen.
Sometimes a couple people can make a difference.
Right.
All right. We got Mind on the Mayor here on Friday morning. Lots of good stuff coming up. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
February is a month for heart-centered celebrations, including the more serious side, the one focusing on your heart health.
It's great for education for everyone. You know, there is a big focus for women, but it's really for everyone. You know, focus on your blood pressure. Focus on how your heart works.
Mark Houston is a team facilitator with Bellin Health in Green Bay. He says the Heart Month's focus is on CPR and saving lives, but also sharing why even a little exercise can make a difference.
Just getting active, and we all know it. There shouldn't be any excuses, but we make excuses. Before you walk inside, take a quick walk around the neighborhood. When I say take a quick walk, 10, 15 minutes.
You can find tips, including heart-friendly foods and more, at heart.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Here on a Friday morning on 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Today is No One Eats Alone Day, National No One Eats Alone Day. All right. By the way, I got to tell you something you missed last night.
What's that?
So this one lady here was one of the people there. She ordered some food. All right. We're over here at Fox Heart. Is it called Fox Heart? Fox
Heights?
Fox Heights. Beautiful place. It's so cool that they reopened it. Just beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I saw her, and she had these French fries. And I didn't want to be that guy and say, hey, can I try one of your fries? I almost did.
So you just said, look over there.
So I waited. I waited until she was taking them out. She was taking, I said, can I ask you something? Are those sweet potato fries? She goes, yeah. I said, they look so delicious. She said, they are. And she said, you can't believe this dip. So we ordered some, and they were phenomenal. Is there anything better than sweet potato fries?
And healthy, they're healthier for you.
They're very much healthier.
Right.
Very much healthier.
Good for you. Yeah, that's, yes. That's cool.
I need to learn how to make sweet potato fries, and I'm going to make them.
I don't think that's too difficult. Maybe, but they got to be hot. That's the problem.
Oh, these were hot, too. These were phenomenal. I'm going to take you over there for lunch one day so that you don't eat alone. And because you do that all the time, right?
Not all the time.
A lot.
I don't know. I wouldn't even say a lot, but I have no problem
eating alone.
No, I mean the salad place or our buddy over at the burger.
But I mean, what do you do? I mean, do you just sit there and look at your food and whatever?
I usually have something.
What do you do before the food comes?
Well, a lot of people would be on our phone, but I'll read the paper. And the waitress and waiters are usually really cool, and I like talking to them.
I didn't mind. You know, I used to be on the road a lot. I didn't mind. I liked going out for breakfast to a little diner type thing, and same thing. You'd read the paper and eat, and that part was okay. But if I, like, went to a place here and just sat by myself, people would be looking at it and be like, Mino doesn't have any friends,
right.
does he?
Well, people say that about, you know.
Me anyway?
Me. Saying this Schmidt with all his friends, but... Mm-hmm. No, I don't, but National Not Eat Alone, I think that's more like you don't want to, that's a weird day. I got that last night. National Not, Don't Eat Alone?
Yeah, somebody's like, hey, like you, I feel bad for you sometimes where you're like, oh, I went to this place and I ate, then I went to another place and I ate, and who are you with? Oh, just by myself. It's like, you know, I'll be your friend.
Maybe it's the meal. That's what you're worried. But would you eat breakfast alone?
Yes. Coffee? I would. Okay. For some reason, yes. That one I wouldn't have a problem with.
Because you don't want people in the morning.
No.
Yeah.
Since there's a picture that's gotten around a bunch with Vince Lombardi sitting at a little diner here in Green Bay back in the early 60s. And he's by himself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how can a Vince Lombardi go and sit in a diner by himself in Green Bay and nobody bother him?
With a newspaper and coffee?
I know.
That's like, that's
I agree. I'm okay with that for breakfast. But if you're going to have a full meal...
Well, dinner, do I eat dinner alone? I don't think I eat dinner alone. I got to think about it. No, John, I don't. Right. It's lunch that we're talking about.
Todd, how are you on this?
I don't mind eating alone.
Okay.
Although I probably wouldn't really go out for it. Like, I would eat alone at home.
Would you go to, like, a cool restaurant, whatever you want to call it, cool restaurant, and buy yourself an order? Okay, here's the soup and the salad. Here's the whatever. You know what I mean?
Like, if somebody walked into Panera and you were there having soup and a sandwich by yourself, that would...
That wouldn't be too bad. That wouldn't be bad. I'm talking about a real meal. You know, you go and you're going to order a steak and you're going to order this and you're going to order whatever.
Well, like a Republic or something, like a high-end place?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Or even a supper club or anything like that.
Yeah, supper club.
No, that supper club. But I don't know. If you see some guy sitting at Republic spending $100 per plate, eating alone, I don't know. What would you think?
I don't know.
I think that guy's...
Would you go to a supper club and eat by yourself?
Not a supper club.
Okay, so why is that different?
I'd have to think about it, but I think it's different. I don't know. But to... I don't know. I think that's kind of cool. I'd say the guy's either traveling or the guy's just wants to, you know, I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, so, but today's not that day.
No, but here's the deal, though, too. I'm also saying you and I are recognized for good or bad. And where it's like, oh, yeah, boy, Mino doesn't have anybody to hang out with.
Right.
The poor mayor.
I saw Mino. He's eating alone.
Yeah. Actually, you know what I saw the other night? I saw Mino at a restaurant eating alone, and I saw the mayor at a different restaurant eating alone.
Now, that could happen.
Won't even get together.
It'd be worse if you were at the same restaurant. Different tables.
John's over there. I know.
I can absolutely see that.
I don't think they like each other.
I can see that. Oh, my God. Today is also National Almond Day. I love almonds.
Yeah, and they're good for you.
And they're so good for you. But it's almost like, you know, Dr. Kristen and I talked about this one day. Sometimes with food that's really good for you, if you go just a little bit more than you should, then all of a sudden there's a lot of fat. And almonds are one of those things. Like they say to have almonds every day, it's like not even a handful. It's like
six or twelve or something.
It's such a minuscule amount.
Well, I have them.
And who can eat that few amounts of almonds?
Six Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
Don't even bring them.
Birthdays, LeVar Burton from Roots back in the day. Ice-T, Ice-T is 66, LeVar Burton is 67. Which one is Ice-T?
So he was a rapper, but he's also on he's an actor.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I get him and Ice Cube mixed up.
I think he was on Law & Order.
Okay, okay.
Oh, yeah.
John McEnroe, 66. I never liked John McEnroe.
Me either.
Never liked him.
And he kind of was a terrible example for the youth.
Absolutely. Horrific. And a lot of kids try to emulate that thing, too. With this real spoiled, bratty kind of attitude.
And no respect for...
anybody. Right. And we just berate the line judges.
Right.
Terrible. That's horrible.
And these athletes, and we talked about this before, but these guys are role models.
Yeah.
Especially maybe in a family where the dad isn't as visible as he should be, and they look up to people, and whether you have the dad or not, people just have so much respect and admiration, and then John McEnroe just showed him how to be a spoiled brat.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly
not
right.
What we need.
No, he was terrible. Yeah. Couldn't stand him. So anyway, we got Gary Gresh coming up in a little bit. Gary Gresh, head coach at St. Norbert. Everybody knows about Gary. 20 wins already on the season.
I know.
Which is amazing. We got Mark Houston coming up, Bell and Sports Medicine. That's always fun because basically the main thing I like to do with Mark is let him get through his spiel and then talk about my issues.
Yes, because
so it's like free medical healthcare. Advice. Free
healthcare. I know. One of these days, Todd's going to get a bill and say, what the hell's
that? Yeah, I know. And then Christy and Dennis Peters, of course, from the Glam Band coming up. I know Dennis is going to be up at Island Casino this weekend, and they are just, like I said, I was up there. You should see the signage and everything. It's like,
really?
The Rolling Stones are coming in. Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun.
Cool.
So always good talking to him. What do we got there? Wisconsin bees are in California right now pollinating the almond fields. Big Wayne. Okay, I don't believe this. I thought Wisconsin bees hibernate.
I thought Wisconsin bees were here in Wisconsin, and that's why when we talked about allergies, you eat honey that's from that region because
Remember that? So, Wayne, what's going on here?
So, Big Wayne, if you're able to call
us
in.
Give us a call. You can't just throw something like that out.
And it doesn't. And
you got to verify this.
It doesn't make sense.
Bees fly all the way from here to California?
Right.
264-0606. 264-0606.
We don't think you know what you're talking about, Wayne.
Not Wayne. I think
Wayne, we have to school you on this, buddy. Yeah. I don't think that's happening.
So.
Got to be honest with you, Wayne. Nice try. Yeah.
And then we have. Well, Christy's coming to talk about what's going on, and we got, the first lady's in town today. She's going to
that's right.
That's right across the street.
Where's she going?
Rail Yard District.
Oh, the Rail Yard. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Oh, very cool.
Good development.
We got Wayne? Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Big Wayne on the phone.
Hello, Big Wayne.
Wait.
How are you, buddy?
So what's happening now is the largest migration of livestock just happened in December. So the California supplies over 90% of the almonds in the U.S. and I think in the world. So they're all in this valley.
Okay, wait. Hang on. I'm going to, okay, we had to go to break. We got Gary Gresh coming up.
Okay.
At 6:50, we want to call you back. We want to find out about this.
Okay, what time?
6:50.
Can you do
okay,
that?
10 to 7.
Right, great.
Because we're calling BS
right.
on you.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Get your notes.
Big win.
Good.
Mind of the mayor, back after us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Consumers' desire to buy local and know where their food comes from continues to drive sales in Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Tess Romansky can tell you all about it. She's a development manager with Fair Share CSA Coalition. Now remember, CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. Those are farms across Wisconsin that basically allow consumers to buy subscriptions in the product that they're growing. And despite what you might think, Romansky says there's a lot of interest in still buying local, even in the winter.
There's an increase in winter storage shares, which are kind of that late season, like October, November storage crops like onions, potatoes, things that can last really well. People seem to be really interested in local purchasing, continuing beyond what's seen as the standard growing season where the farmers markets are in full swing.
That's Tess Romansky. She's the development manager for the Fair Share CSA Coalition. They work with about 80 farms in the Midwest, trying to provide consumers with that direct-to-farm experience. If you're interested and want to try to find one in your area, go to csacoalition.org.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
We know you work hard every day to keep your livestock healthy and run an efficient operation because there's no such thing as a snow day. Take time this winter and consider BioVet, your trusted partner in helping you raise stronger, healthier animals and to protect your bottom line. The knowledge and support from our team can help you make the difference in keeping your livestock healthy. Call 1-800-BIOVET1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Attention farmers and contractors. It's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
And if you've ever experienced a remodel in your home, I'm guessing you didn't do it for the educational experience. Well, starting today, a soybean grower in western Wisconsin and his family are going to start renovating three bedrooms in their home. The catch is they are going to use all soy-based products during that renovation. Tony Melanthan and his family farm outside of Eau Claire in Ogallee. Tony is current director on the United Soybean Board, and the United Soybean Board is going to be documenting their renovation of their home. They also point out there's a lot of things all around you that use soybeans you might not even realize. For example, Skechers shoes. If the sole of your Skechers shoe says Goodyear, that's made with soy-based oil. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a bit cooler, too. Our high 28 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at about 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 10 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. Then on Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
What? Hey. What a fitting song.
Yeah.
It's Flight of the Bumblebee.
Oh, okay.
Right, Wayne?
I'm here.
Wayne's here. We took Wayne earlier than Gary's. We come up in like 5 minutes, so we got Big Wayne here. We're disputing this because Wayne says that all the bees in Wisconsin have flown to California to pollinate the almond trees.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
So here's the deal. So right now in California, the almond pollination is going on. The almond trees only blossom for 2 weeks. That's it. And California produces over 90% of the almonds that we eat. So chances are, if you're eating an almond today, it's probably been pollinated by a Wisconsin bee. So what happens is in December, early December, late November, is the largest migration of livestock ever. And what happens is all the commercial beekeepers, not all of them, but a lot of them, send their bees to California, and there's a valley in California that all these almond trees are planted, and they need the bees to pollinate the almond trees because there's so many of them. So we have commercial beekeepers, one of them, in fact, I'm documenting the journey. So if anyone wants to go onto our Facebook page, Brown County Beekeepers, every 2 weeks I'm posting an update. And Augie Linskin of Linskin's Honey, he's one of our members. He's a commercial bee farmer. He has sent down, I think it was 1,600 hives to California, over to California. They load them up on a semi. There's 408 hives per semi. And then they get sent out a month before the almond bloom. And they sit in kind of holding fields, and they build up the hives. And then right before the bloom, which is going on right now, then they bring them into these fields, and the bees pollinate them.
Wow. I just got a text right there. It said, a good friend of mine has a cherry orchard in Door County. They rent bees from California to pollinate, from Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, because you need so many bees to pollinate these fields. So that's what the benefit of the honeybees, because the honeybees, their main pollination source are basically trees, because they need mass quantities, because there's 50,000 bees per hive. So there's, I want to say, don't quote me on that, but I know there's between 2 to 3 million beehives sitting in the almond fields right now.
Wow. See, Wayne knows so everything. He's an aficionado.
Well, no, I'm kind of helping document this. It's so interesting.
Are you sending any of your bees out there?
No, okay. No. So the commercial, when you keep them in Wisconsin, you've got about a 50% chance of overwintering your bees just because of the situation, the cold,
yeah,
blah blah blah. So the commercial beekeepers, they send them out to warmer climates, obviously down to Florida to pollinate the orange fields. That's where you get orange blossom honey. But the almond fields right now, and so the commercial beekeepers, they get paid, so much per hive for this pollination. They work with brokers. It's a big deal.
Wow.
Do they? And, do you get your bees back?
Oh yeah, yeah. So what happens is,
how do you keep track?
How do you round them up?
How do you keep track?
And once they see California, I'm not going back to
Wisconsin.
Right.
If a bee says, "Look, this Daytona Beach is happening."
So if you go through a broker, and of course the broker then manages, beekeepers. So a farmer would say, hey, I need, 10,000 hives on my so many acres of almonds, get them here. So then the broker then starts to round up the beehives, and they have their connection. So I'm sure the Wisconsin beekeepers, they have certain brokers that they work through. And then when they come back to Wisconsin, so they'll come back the beginning of March, and then, when it starts, or beginning, sometime in March, And of course, then those hives are completely built up. Like those queens have been laying, you know, they've been pollinating. And so then the commercial beekeepers will split those hives to create what we call nucleus hives. And that's what the hobbyists then buy to replenish their dead out beehives.
So you don't get your same bees back.
Bees live.
What if the farmer says that doesn't look like my bees?
Yeah, exactly.
There's only 20 million on a truck.
This queen ain't nearly as good looking as the one I sent out there.
I had the queen.
I could see Augie saying that.
Most likely you'll get your same queen back, but the worker bees, they live about 4 to 6 weeks. So chances are no, you'll have a whole new batch of bees inside, but the same queen.
Okay.
This sounds awfully complicated. Why doesn't California just use their own bees?
Good question.
There's not enough bees. There's not enough. Like I said,
why don't they raise more bees?
Yeah, I mean,
2 to 3, because you don't want that many bees. You know, that's part of, you know, responsible beekeeping is you only want so many honeybee hives in one area because you don't want them to compete with the native bees. So you can't have that many hives in one area.
We got to move on to another thing here, Wayne, but one quick question.
Okay.
Jim and I want to make our own vodka and market our own vodka. With honey. Because we had the folks in here yesterday from Duck Creek Winery.
I listened, yeah.
Yeah, and honey is becoming such a big thing in bourbon and vodka and all these things. Can you be our supplier?
I could probably, you know, maybe not just my honey. I'd have to round up some other beekeepers' honey. But, yeah, I'll be your connection.
Awesome.
Okay.
The connection.
Step one, we got a connection.
We got the potatoes.
You are connected.
All right. We're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
Can we use your farm to cook this stuff up into?
Cook. We're making vodka, not
whatever.
Crack.
Yeah, why not? The police are circling my farm right now all the time.
I don't know who you are, caller.
It's time to
crank
cook.
Crank call.
we'll put it next to the garage that's got a lot of electricity use that's glowing. You know,
yeah.
When they put the heat sensors on it,
that'll be perfect.
So that'll be a good cover up.
I like it. All right, Big Wayne. Great talking to you.
Right.
Keep
Thanks,
on rocking
Wayne.
What you're doing. Come on in and visit us sometime.
We'd
you?
Like that.
I will.
All right,
good.
Cool.
Thanks, brother. Take care. Big Wayne Stiegelman joining us, ace beekeeper. Does he know more about that field than almost like any person we know regards to their field? He's incredible.
I mean, right? The fact, did you know that we even ship bees to pollinate almonds?
No. And again, you would think California, if you had an almond grove, you'd think, well, I'm also my buddy down the road's going to have a bee thing. Yeah. But to ship them like couple thousand miles, whatever.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right. And 20, I think, I don't know if I have math's right, 20 million bees on a semi. I wonder if those, you know, sometimes you read about
the overturns.
Things. Oh my God.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
No.
That would not be good.
That would not be good.
No, not good at all.
Anyway,
thank you, Big Wayne, for letting us know about that.
Wow.
And again, when we start making our vodka, he's going to supply us with the
honey.
With the honey. Seemed a little reluctant, but we'll talk him into it.
We're going to cut him in.
We'll cut him in. We'll give him a little slice of the action.
Right.
But yeah, but I think we should use one of his barns to put our stills in. Or vats.
Yeah, I'm going to work on this.
Okay.
And Todd, you know, we had that meeting with the brass from Civic Media about marketing, and they came up with some ideas. Can you imagine that, walking through the store and seeing Mine on the Mayor vodka?
Yeah.
And then we'll put it in like the liters. We'll put like 97.9 liters.
Oh.
You know, tie it into
show. Yeah.
That'd be great. I want to see you guys in Costco with a little table and aprons on,
sampling
it out.
Sampling, absolutely.
We can do that now.
Todd, we're going to offer you position of marketing director of Mino and the Mayor Vineyards.
I don't think he's old enough to do that.
Who?
You know, those people at Costco are usually kind of... A little elderly. I was just making a joke about the Costco.
I can't go to Costco.
Oh, no. We're talking about... Todd's going to be our marketing director.
Okay.
What? What's wrong with that?
I don't think he likes that.
Our
marketing is right now. It's saying people, look, there's a new vodka on the market. Yeah, Todd, you can do that, but I think we're going to... this is,
wow, thanks, I'm sure thanks, Todd's going to jump into it now. Thanks for the invite.
This is the vehicle to market our product right here.
But what's
right
wrong
now
with having Todd involved?
He's involved. He's part of the team here. I
not anymore. Thank
no,
you,
I don't blame you, Todd. I don't blame you one bit.
I was just... Okay, whatever.
Where's Conrad? Yeah.
No, no. Wow. We'll take that. No, let's move on here. Don't you
Todd,
have a special guest?
Todd, I apologize
guest
on behalf of Mino and the Mayor Vineyards. I apologize. Wow. Once again, the comments of the mayor, former mayor,
right,
in no way, shape, or form reflect the views of anybody else sitting here.
Oh, let's move on. All right.
Okay, where's Gary?
Working on it.
Gary Gresh, what are you doing?
Okay, all right. I thought he was on.
Can't say he's out shoveling today. It's nice out.
Yeah.
He said it's going to be 50 this weekend?
Nope.
Or this week? Next week?
Wait, like Wednesday, Thursday.
Wow. Fantastic.
It is. I love it.
Some of that.
I told you when we... I don't like ice. I don't like cold. Remember that one year where it was like we had this unbelievable... It was cold. It was like 20 below for like, I don't know, it felt like 2 months, but for like a month, it was...
Yeah,
polar vortex or something.
Those vortexes.
Yeah.
Those vortexes. It'll get you every time. Do you know what a vortex is?
No, I don't.
Nobody does. Who knows what a vortex is? It's just a term they throw out there.
Think about this. Brittany Merlot and Milton called it right. They said more winter.
Good
Remember
point.
That?
Yeah.
Everybody else was saying spring has begun.
Yeah.
And
that polar vortex.
Yeah, that vortex. Boy, I'll tell you what. You know, that's one of the hardest things you'll ever do is try to get your meteorological degree.
Why?
It's extremely difficult.
Well, I don't think it is.
It's extremely difficult. I'm going to ask, next time we have Brittany, Todd, can you do this?
What other industry can you be wrong 50% of the time and still keep your job?
Once again, I have no bearing on what he just said. Todd.
Yes, sir.
Email Brittany.
Yep.
She's coming on Monday.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
Ask her to come up with 5 questions that would be on like a meteorological exam.
I love it.
Okay.
Give him the test.
And give him the test.
Okay, my guess is I'm going to assume that those are multiple guests, a multiple choice tests. Well, I'm not going to. She's good. Okay, all right, that's fine. I'll take it.
I'll ask her to make it easy, right?
Dumb it down.
Okay, I'll take
Dumb it down for Jim.
I'll take it.
Okay. Okay.
How to fill in, probably one of the questions, how do you
You don't get to choose the questions.
Well, how do you talk
that,
for
Todd?
5 minutes?
You don't
minutes?
Get to choose the questions.
No, yeah, you don't get to choose the questions.
No, but if
your
it's
teacher,
be,
do you let your students choose your questions?
It's going to be.
He probably does.
Yeah, he would.
Not
easier.
I'm all anti-mayor this morning.
I was really busy last night. I didn't have a chance to put together the test, so what do you guys want?
I was making pizzas and chili.
And Milton needed some comforting. He had a tough day, a stressful day at class. So you kids, just let me know what you want me to ask.
I don't know if the questions are going to be for TV, like how do you talk for 5 minutes and say nothing?
Oh my God. Between your total disdain with the idea of Todd being our marketing director for Vodka Corporation and your unbelievable disdain towards meteorologists, I don't get it. Todd.
No, I'm just with
Todd. I don't even know who I work with some days.
Oh, man.
I don't get it.
I was watching the weather one time. This was a long time ago. I don't watch a lot of TV. And it snowed.
Listen to this. So I was watching this thing on TV last night, and I don't watch a lot of TV. So I was watching this thing the other day. I don't want to watch.
I was watching the weather, and it snowed like, I don't know, 3 inches, between 3 and 4 inches. The guy talked for, it seemed like 15 minutes, but I'm sure it was like 4 or 5 minutes, at nauseam, about 3.2 in Green Bay, 3.3 in Alloway, 3.1 in Howard. He named like all the suburbs. It's like tell me what it did in like maybe Appleton or Milwaukee. But it's just what a you know what I mean?
No.
Really
I'm not
going to
agree with
that.
You on this in any way, shape, or form.
He's going through it.
Jim, I have to tell you this. Having been sitting in research on some of this kind of stuff, people want to know their hometown. They don't want to know the city over or the town over. That's why they do that stuff. There's research on that, Jim.
Mm.
When I do the weather every day, I put it here, Green Bay 19. And today, ironically, it's the same degree in every single one, Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. But
John, that's not what I'm saying. You don't listen to me.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's exactly the same thing.
Then why don't you, instead of Green Bay 19, why don't you go take the temperature in all 22 municipalities in our district, in our area?
We're not a weather we're not a weather station. So their broadcast is different from ours. Ours is a quick, here's some information. Here's what we know.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay.
Yeah. We generalize it a little bit. We round it off.
Correct. That's right. What our job is.
Yes. But that's more efficient. And I don't see weather people as being real efficient.
He knows everything.
Wow. I'm glad it's Friday. We need a couple of days. We need a break from each other.
All right.
All right. Plus, we guys did a quick break. We'll be back tomorrow. Mind of the Mayor on a Friday morning. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Race to savings on your next project at Menards. BlueDEF diesel exhaust fluid is engineered to help all SCR system diesel vehicles reduce emissions and improve fuel economy. It's colorless, odorless, and non-toxic, and can save you money on costly repairs. Get a 2.5-gallon jug today and save $4 after rebate now at Menards. Good through February 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Finger Road Storage and Massart Auctioneers in Green Bay are honoring our armed forces. For over 200 years, the members of our nation's military have sacrificed so we can enjoy the freedom our Constitution guarantees. They deserve our salute. This from Finger Road Storage on Finger Road in Green Bay, a proud veteran-owned company, serving the area for 30 years this May. Visit MassartAuctioneers.com. That's M-A-S-S-A-R-T, auctioneers.com. Saluting those who make our country stronger.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Friday morning segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. I can't say enough good things about these people. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they are there for you, folks. Fire damage restoration, water damage restoration, mold remediation, wind and hail damage, along with storm repair, biohazard cleanup, operates on a national level when there are catastrophic events such as hurricane. Midwest Restoration, these guys are there for you. Vandalism, storms, whatever it is, give them a call. You will not be sorry you did. And they are so phenomenal with local organizations. Habitat for Humanity, American Red Cross, Feeding America, Make-A-Wish, schools, communities. They are one in a million. Call 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, or mwrestoration.com. If you've got issues in your home, these folks are there, and they will take care of you.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get over to St. Norbert and talk to Gary Gresh. GMAC.
Hey, how you doing, Mino?
Good. Hey, first question for you. First of all, congratulations. You got 20 wins already. And everybody, when you start a season, we've all been there. You look at that schedule and you say to yourself, boy, if we can get to 20, I mean, that's the goal of everybody. And you hit that 20 win mark. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And last year, we had a great season, a great end of the year, but we finished 20-8. So this year, we actually went 5-2 in the non-conference. And then we have two losses within the league. So we have one regular season game remaining on Saturday. But to get that 20-win mark, that's a nice benchmark for the program.
How disappointed are you in Jeff Nordgaard that he didn't steer his nephew to come play for you instead of Duke?
Well, Con 2 is a heck of a player. He said he's getting offered this from this school and this from this school. What can you offer him? And I said, well, we can offer to have him pay us to go to school. And once I said that, I didn't think it was going to happen. So,
and as an alum of St. Norbert, I don't know. From the academic side, Duke is unbelievable school. So I that's tough competition. But you are, Johnny and I were talking, it's phenomenal what you're doing with that group this year. And I'm just, it's great for the We had somebody come in here and just talk about how important school spirit is, and sometimes sports can bring that. But it's just great for the community. I just, congratulations to you. I love it.
Yeah, thanks. And you know, when we recruit against other private schools, we got a lot of advantages, right? We get a kid on campus, walking around the facilities, the buildings, the academic reputation, the fact that the majority of our kids are living on campus. We really have a lot of advantages when we go and recruit quality student athletes. Now, the cost when you're going against the state schools is always a challenge.
Yeah, no question about it. But you know one thing that's cool, though, Gary, is, I mean, from the time I came here in like 1985 or whatever versus now, just that campus itself is so much cooler than it was before. I mean, this is it's just got a really cool feel to it now.
Absolutely. I think at one point there was over $200 million in renovations and new buildings. The Pennings Activity Center just got tore down. They're going to put the Schneider School of Business and Economics there right on the Fox River on the north end of campus. So even though there's been a lot of renovations and new buildings, there's still a lot that they're continuing to do to make it even better. And when kids are looking at schools, you know, when I was coming out, it was, you know, what can I do there basketball-wise, or how would I fit in with their style of play? But now it's like, where are they eating? Where are they sleeping? Where are they hanging out? Where are they working out? So it's almost gotten to be an arms race, and I'm thankful we have a lot of those nice facilities and amenities to offer.
If people haven't seen it, I don't know if they can get a tour of your workout, your weight room, overlooking the pools, like the Olympic pools or whatever it is. That's phenomenal. I don't care how big of a school it is or whatever. What you guys have there with that workout facility overlooking the pools is amazing.
And that's open for all students, right? Athletes, non-athletes. At one point when I started, the old cardio room was across campus in the campus center. The weight room was a third of the size that it is now, and it was open to students and athletes at the same time. So there's a lot more options, and it's all in one place now. It's a beautiful facility.
Awesome.
So I have gone and looked at college campuses when my kids were looking at college campuses.
And you went to St. Norbert?
I went, but they didn't, I don't know. I think they wanted to get away a little bit. And that was in the middle of, you know.
From you?
Politics. They did.
Right there.
I'd
be up in northern Michigan or someplace.
I just want to say that St. Norbert has got a consistent look to it. You know, you spent the money to make the campus look like almost an East Coast campus. Yeah. I love that school. I mean, I just think it's a great academic.
The Harvard of the Midwest.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
So, GMAC, what do you look for in an athlete, a student athlete?
Yeah, well, we really try to do a little bit of our homework on the front end, right, because they have to qualify academically. People say, well, can this kid get into school? Well, yeah, we could probably get them into school, but then what type of academic scholarship are they going to get to offset the cost, right? So if you're not a good student on the front end, it makes it really tough. And then from a basketball standpoint, the very first things, can they pass the ball, handle the ball, shoot the ball? And then you get into some of those other things and intangibles. What type of teammate are they? How athletic are they? What's their upside? But we really try to do a lot of the work on the front end academically to make sure it's a good fit. And there's so many kids, John, you know, that can play Division III. Division I is a very small pool. Division II is a little bit bigger. But then there's a lot of kids, really, that can play Division III. So you start out with a pretty big, wide net. And after a few conversations, evaluations, you know, it might be too close to home, too far from home. You don't have my major. I'm going to go to a big school and just go to school and not play. So you have this big net and list initially. And by the end of the process and through financial aid and watching them all winter, you're going to end up with five or six kids in that recruiting class.
That's awesome. GMAC, you've done such a great job there. And this is just the question I get all the time. So don't kill the messenger. Hey, is Gary going to go on to a D1 school? I get that all the time.
That's true.
It's flattering to hear that because you hear about it the other way, right? They're not winning enough. You hear a coach might be in trouble, might get fired. So to hear people say that is flattering. My son is a junior on the team. I'm enjoying coaching him for the most part. I'm going to be a lifer. I'm in a good place right now. They appreciate me at St. Norbert. I want to be there. And the world in Division I right now with the NIL, the transfer portal, you really have a tough time at the mid-major level building a true program. And I think that's something we have that has sustained success over time, where in Division I, you're almost building a new team each year.
Yeah.
And just knowing my personality and who I am, I would really struggle with that.
Last question, a game of horse with $1,000 riding on it. You, your wife, your daughter, your son, who wins?
Oh, that's Garrett, no doubt.
Oh,
no doubt.
Okay.
Good. Yep.
All right, he's become a nice ball player, hasn't he?
He can really shoot it. He's got a great skill set. Myself, I would probably pick myself last.
Yeah, I didn't want to say
that. And then my wife would be second, and then Gracie would be third.
Remember the day I beat you in horse?
No. I think you stole me some money for that.
We're wrapping up here. We're out of time. I can't hear you, caller. G-Man, congratulations. Keep it rocking, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. Gary Gresh. Right. We'll be back with more Mind on the Mayor right after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 2/23/2024.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.